Seal Test presents Seal Test Variety Theaters. Yes, it's Seal Test Variety Theater with Henry Russell and his orchestra, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, one of the screen's brightest dramatic stars, Brian Ahern, and an old friend who has given you many happy hours over the air, Hal, the great Gildersleeve Perry. And now here she is, our gal Thursday, the singing star of our show, Dorothy L'Amour.
Hi, this is Dottie. Thanks a lot. I'm really excited tonight because it isn't every day a girl comes face to face with one of the greatest lovers on the screen. A man who means romance, a man who...
Well, it's nice to hear you say that about me, Dottie.
Well, if it isn't the great Gildersleeve.
Thank you. Oh, Dottie, I love to look at you. Why, you're so... The only thing I can compare you with is a pineapple marshmallow sundae with an extra topping of whipped cream.
Oh, thanks, Gildy. That was beautifully put.
You always look so lovely, and you wear such beautiful clothes.
Oh, but this is a very simple little thing I'm wearing.
That may be so, but isn't what a woman wears. It's the way she wears it. I always say the most important thing about a woman is a carriage.
Oh, then you approve of mine.
Approve of your carriage? All I can say is giddy up.
Say, Gildy, what's that big package you put down when you came in?
Oh, that. Oh, that's a little box of candy I bought for you here.
Little box of candy? Why, this thing must weigh at least...
25 pounds. Sweets to the sweet, you know.
Oh, how thoughtful of you. What can I do to show my appreciation? Oh, Gildy, sometimes you act like...
Oh, hello, Dottie. Sorry I'm late, but...
Brian Ahern, hello.
Well, Dottie, dear, I brought you something here. I picked it on the way over here.
A dandelion. Oh, you shouldn't have done it, Brian. Let me give you a great big kiss.
I should have brought 25 pounds of dandelions.
Oh, I'm sorry for being so rude. Brian, I want you to meet the great Gildersleeve. Gildy, meet Brian Ahern.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Gildersleeve? I've enjoyed you very much on the air, but this is the first time I've ever seen you in person. Well, somehow, you know, I pictured you as being tall and thin.
Well, aren't I tall and thin?
Oh, yes, yes, in a short, fat way.
Gildy, what you need is exercise. Why, exercise in no time at all, you'd have a barrel chest.
Well, as a young fellow, I had a barrel chest. But as the years went on, something happened.
What was that?
The barrel slipped. But looks and build aren't everything. We'll leave it up to Dottie. Dottie?
Yes?
Now, be honest now. Between Brian Ahern versus Gildersleeve, whom would you choose?
Must I answer that?
Yes, please do.
Well, between Brian Ahern versus Gildersleeve, you would come in third.
Third?
Yes, Brian would come in first versus second, and you third.
Thank you, Brian Ahern, Throckmorton Gildersleeve, and Dottie L'Amour. And now a few well-chosen words from a man who knows how to choose his words.
Get the best, get Seal Test, ice cream eclairs.
March is here, and the march is on.
Who's going where?
Everybody's going to Seal Test soda fountains for the dessert of the month.
Luscious Seal Test ice cream eclairs.
Right, Dottie. They're way out in front in the ice cream hit parade. Velvety ice cream heaped on fudge-covered cake. A melt-in-your-mouth crust of dark, rich chocolate and snowy mounds of whipped cream. Seal Test ice cream eclairs are a new taste sensation. Extra delicious because they're famous Seal Test quality. So look for the red and white Seal Test symbol, then march right in and...
Get the best, get Seal Test ice cream eclairs.
Here's our gal again, our own Dottie, with a bit of advice. Set the music. Powder your face with sunshine.
powder your face with sunshine. Put on a great big smile. Make up your eyes with laughter. Folks will be laughing with you in a little while. Whistle a tune of gladness. Bloom never was in style. The future's brighter when hearts are lighter. Smile, smile, smile.
Whistle a tune of gladness. Bloom never was in style.
The future's brighter when hearts are lighter. Smile, smile, smile. Smile, smile, smile.
Dottie, being a stranger on this program, I look to you to tell me what goes on now.
A pleasure, Brian. Right now it's sketch time on Seal Test Variety Theater. So here's your part, and I've got mine. And if John Lang will set the scene, we'll get going.
The place, New York City. The location, 5th and, rather, 58th and 5th Avenue. And one of the characters, a very attractive young lady who is waiting to cross from east to west. The other character, a very attractive man who is driving from north to south in his convertible. The weather, California type. It has just rained, and there are large puddles all over the street. Our attractive man now drives through a large puddle. It splashes all over our attractive young woman. She says...
Why, you, I...
Oh, I beg your pardon. I can't tell you how sorry I am.
Of all the stupid, inexcusable things
You're positively right.
I just can't imagine how anyone in his right mind could have...
I can't imagine either. I must have
and
been...
And they make cracks about women drivers. Why, how you ever got a license, I'll never...
Oh, shut up!
How dare you speak to me like that?
Hey? Oh, not you. I was yelling at that car behind. Oh, and besides, how could you think that of me? I, who think you're so charming, so beautiful, so appealing, so...
Oh, shut up!
Ah, that's telling him.
I was talking to you.
Oh, now, why are you being so unfair? After all, it was just an accident.
Well, at least you could do is apologize.
Apologize?
Is that so much to ask?
No, it isn't.
Then why don't
you? But I'm trying to.
Then go ahead.
I apologize.
I don't accept it. Mud all over me. Look at this dress. Are you looking at my dress?
Your dress? No, I was looking at...
So now you're getting fresh.
Oh, look, young lady, let's start all over again, shall we? By some unfortunate stroke of ill fortune, I happened to have splashed some mud over your dress.
Yes,
now,
and...
Now, please let me finish. For this great and overwhelming catastrophe, I am only too willing and anxious to remunerate you to the fullest extent for your physical, mental, and any other anguish you may have suffered.
Are you a lawyer?
Yes. And if you want to sue me, I'll take the case.
This may be very funny to you, but it isn't to me. I happen to be on my way to a very important appointment. Look at me now, yeah, I'm
well,
just...
Well, I'm sure you'll be able to explain.
All right, let's get moving. You're blocking the traffic.
Oh, right away, officer. Now, look, if you'll permit me, I'll drive you where you're going and pay for the damage I...
Get into your car? I might have known. An ordinary wolf.
Look, you two, get gone before I start writing out tickets.
Will you be stop being a fool and get in?
I won't.
Look, I'm getting tired of both of you. Lady, get into that car.
Now, see here, you take your...
Daisy!
Oh!
Now, get her out of here.
I'll report you to the mayor for this.
Yeah, that's the trouble with those married couples. They're always fighting.
All with cars honking and a policeman blowing his whistle down my neck, I couldn't exactly be gallant.
Well, maybe I did get too excited, but you see, I've got this important appointment, and when you splash that mud all over me, well, I...
And as I promised you, I'll do anything to help.
Well, there's a dry cleaning shop in the next block where I can get my dress cleaned while I wait.
And I'll pay for the cleaning, eh? I'll wait outside for you and drive you right to your appointment.
Oh, you don't have to, really.
No, I insist. Besides, it'll be a pleasure.
Oh, there's the shop, right over there.
Okay, I'll wait right out here for you.
I'll be back as soon as I can, but really, you don't have to wait and drive me.
No, I won't hear of it. Now, you run along.
Okay, get going.
I beg your pardon?
Never mind, punk. Just keep your hands on that wheel and let's get going.
Look, I refuse to have it.
Sticking in your ribs
if
ain't
you
no
think
toy.
I'm afraid.
Get going or I'll let you have it. Faster, the cops are tailing us. Hey, turn at this corner.
But I
tell you, turn at this corner.
But,
go of the wheel, I'll turn at this corner.
That's what I was trying to tell you.
What?
There wasn't any corner.
Finally caught up with you. Take him away, boys.
Say, officer, would you mind removing this steering wheel from my chest?
Oh, yeah, wait a minute.
Thanks.
There you are. Sure made a pretty mess of that car, but it was a brave deed what you done, running into that building so we could catch up with you. SRE, the city owes you a debt of gratitude.
Oh, my arm.
Let me see. Oh, looks like it's broke.
Oh, yes.
Better let me get you to a hospital.
No, not now. I'll take care of it later. There's something I must do now. If you'd call me a cab,
please. But you can't go in that condition.
No, just put my arm in my pocket and light a cigarette for me. Oh, there's a cab. Here, taxi. Right there, driver. In front of that dry cleaner's shop.
Okay.
Oh, it's you. But what are you doing in a cab? Where's your car?
Well, it's a long story. Here, hop in and...
But your clothes, they're torn. You've been hurt and your poor arm.
Yes, it's broken. But I promised to get you to your appointment, so come on.
But
get in.
You don't have to bother. My appointment's only a block away at that jewelry store.
Jewelry store?
Uh-huh. I'm meeting my boyfriend, and we're going to pick out my wedding ring.
Congratulations.
Well, is that all you can say?
No. Just one more thing.
What's that?
Here. Break the other arm.
Thank you, Brian Ahern. Come back real soon. All right, crew chiefs, if you'll group yourselves around the microphone, Henry Russell's ready to give the downbeat for Sunflower.
I was born in Kansas, I was bred in Kansas, and when I get married, I'll be where in Kansas there's a true blue gal who promised she would wait. She's a sunflower from the Sunflower State. Skies are fair in Kansas, clouds are rare in Kansas, never saw a place that could compare with Kansas, so I'm going home to keep a wedding date with a sunflower from the Sunflower State. She's a sunflower, she's my sunflower, and I know we'll never part. She's a sunflower, she's my one flower, she's the flower of my heart. Troubles end in Kansas, folks, and live in Kansas. Everyone you meet will be your friend in Kansas, and they'll all be there to help you celebrate with my sunflower from the Sunflower State. Sweeter and their hearts are truer, and I'm here to stay. The one who's really great, she's a sunflower from the Sunflower State. She's a sunflower, she's my sunflower, and I know we'll never part. She's a sunflower, she's my one flower, she's the flower of my heart.
Hello? Oh, no. Now, what in the world shall I do? His boss will be here for dinner. Oh, dear, and we're having nothing but stew.
If that should happen to you, just top off your dinner with a treat that's a winner. Delicious Seal Test Ice Cream Eclairs. It's a wonderful and easy way to dress up a meal. But why wait for the boss to come to dinner? Have some tonight. For a new taste sensation, stop at your nearby Seal Test dealers and...
Get the best, get Seal Test, ice cream eclair.
Before the great Gildersleeve returns to our Variety Theater footlights, Dorothy L'Amour steps into the spotlight to sing By the Way.
Wasn't that a dream last night? Seems I barely closed my eyes and you were there. By the way, and to my complete surprise, I were dancing on a cloud somewhere. I held you in my arms. The joy of it was thrilling. And then I pleaded for a kiss, and you were willing. Then I heard you say you care. By the way, do say it now, as you did then. Or must I wait until I dream again?
Hello?
Hello, is this the water department?
That's right, madam. Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve speaking.
Commissioner, I have a leaky water faucet in the kitchen. I wonder if you'd come right over and fix it?
Madam, I do not fix leaky faucets. I'm a water commissioner, not a plumber. And I'm a very busy man. Why, I have appointments all afternoon. So I'll thank you not to take any more of my valuable time, Miss...
L'Amour, Dorothy L'Amour.
Miss L'Amour, I, Dorothy L'Amour. Dorothy L'Amour, the sarong girl? I'll be right over.
But I thought you said you had appointments all afternoon.
I just canceled them. Part of a water commissioner's job, you know, fixing faucets.
Then I can expect you right over, Commissioner?
You sure can. Where's my monkey wrench? Gosh. I just can't believe it. I'm going to be alone with Dorothy L'Amour. After I fix the faucet, maybe she'll ask me to stay a while. Wonder if she wears a sarong around the house. In a minute, I'll be face to face with my dream girl. Here I am, Miss L'Amour.
What?
Hey, you're not Dorothy L'Amour.
Yeah? Well, you're not Clark Gable either, fatty.
Look here, young man. I want to see Dorothy L'Amour.
What about?
Never mind. Just tell her the plumber. I mean, the water commissioner's here.
Oh, hello, Mr. Gildersleeve.
How do you do, Miss L'Amour?
Won't you come in?
Thank you.
Oh, this is my little nephew, Tyrone.
Oh, yes, we met. Fine little fellow. Well, Tyrone, don't let us keep you. I know you want to go out and play.
I do not!
They sent the wrong Tyrone to Rome.
Well, Mr. Gildersleeve, I suppose you want to get started on that faucet.
Faucet? Oh, yes, yes. I brought my monkey wrench.
It's been dripping all morning. It's right out there in the kitchen.
Miss L'Amour, maybe you'd like to come out in the kitchen with me.
Well, what would I do out there?
Well, you could put on your little sarong and splash around the sink.
Oh, no, thank you. I'll just wait out here in the living room.
Well, I'm going out in the kitchen with you.
Oh, you are? Well, see you later, Mr.
Follow me, fatty.
Yep.
Well, Mr. Gildersleeve, I hope you can fix that little drip.
I will. As soon as I can get him out in the kitchen. Come on, Tyrone. I'll overpower him. Well, that's it. I'm finished, Miss L'Amour.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Yep, I fixed the faucet. You won't be bothered by that little drip anymore.
Well, I suppose you're in a hurry to get back to your office now.
In a hurry? Well, not exactly. I thought maybe we could spend the afternoon together.
What?
Well, we could visit the waterworks. Then maybe take a little boat ride out on the reservoir.
Thank you, but I can't. I have to stay here and rehearse the script for my next picture.
Oh, you do?
Yes, it's a love scene.
Love scene?
My sweetheart comes back after 10 years, and I throw myself into his arms.
Throw yourself in his arms?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe I could help you rehearse the scene.
Have you ever done any acting, Mr. Gildersleeve?
Acting? Oh, certainly. In high school, we did Hamlet, and I played the ghost. Of course, I was a little thinner in those days.
Well, I could use someone to rehearse with. If you don't mind playing a love scene with me.
Yeah.
All right. Here's your script. You play the part of Ronald, my lover, who deserted me 10 years ago to sail the China Seas. And now you've come back to me. Ronald.
Hmm?
So you've come back.
Oh, yes, I'm back.
So you're really back.
Yeah, I'm really back. I wonder who writes this stuff.
Why have you come back, Ronald? To kill me? I don't trust you. What's that in your pocket? Is that a gun?
Oh, no, that's just my monkey wrench. Wait a minute, I'll put it down.
Oh, Ronald, who cares about the past? I thought I could forget you, but I can't. You're in my blood.
Well, not bad for a water commissioner.
Ronald, take me in your arms and kiss me.
Now this is getting good.
Kiss me.
All right.
Wait. You've been away 10 years, Ronald. Have you kissed another woman?
Who, me? No.
I've heard stories. What about your romance with that Indian girl, Princess Raincloud?
Oh, that blew over.
Well, anyhow, I forgive you. I'm yours, Ronald. Kiss me.
All right.
Wait. You don't really love me, or you would have come back sooner. 10 years. It took you a long time to get here from China.
Well, I took the slow boat.
Well, I forgive you. Kiss me.
All right.
Wait.
I wish you'd make up her mind.
Ronald, you're a fool. Did you expect to come back after 10 years and find me still in love with you? Well, I'm not. I hate you.
You do?
Yes. And I can't stand the sight of you. You thought I was going to kiss you.
I sure did.
Get out.
Huh?
Get out. Why did you come here in the first place?
To fix your faucet. I mean...
It's all over, Ronald. There's nothing more to say. You're just wasting your time here. Go.
All right, I'll go. But before I go, there's just one thing I want to ask of you.
You mean...
Yes, give me back my monkey wrench.
Thanks a lot, Gilda. You were swell. We'll all be listening to you on your own show for Parquet Margarine next Wednesday on NBC. And please stay with us, folks, because in a moment we're going to tell you some great news about our show for next week.
Every day in this country, we're using up more than 60 million quarts of fresh milk and cream. And if you were a typical American, you consume more milk than you did before the war. About 14% more, to be exact. Of course, it's easy to understand why milk is such a favorite when you consider how good it is, and how good it is for you. Not only is it one of the best food values you can buy, it's also one of the best money values. In the last few years, the cost of things you eat has gone up much more than the price of milk. Dairy farmers have done a lot to hold prices down by improving production methods. And here at National Dairy, we're trying always to find better and more economical ways to process and deliver milk and milk products. Every month, when key men from our companies serving communities throughout the nation get together, we discuss how to improve our service to the consumer, how to keep costs low, and National Dairy products high in quality. Now, here once again is your mistress of ceremonies, Dottie L'Amour.
Well, next week is another gala event. We'll be visiting around the Cracker Barrel with that Arkansas traveler, Bob Burns, and that man you love to loathe, Richard Widmark. To tonight's guests, Brian Ahern and Harold Perry, our sincere appreciation for a splendid job. Your appearance here contributes to a fine cause, the establishment of the American Federation of Radio Artists Welfare Insurance Fund. So till next Thursday, for Henry Russell and the orchestra, the crew chief's quartet, and tonight's guests, this is Dorothy L'Amour saying, we'll be thinking of you.
Tonight's Seal Test Variety Theater was written by Howard Harris, Sidney Zelenka, Gene Stone, and Jack Robinson. Direction is by Glenn Hall Taylor. Brian Ahern is currently starring in the Republic picture, Angel on the Amazon. Tune in again next Thursday at the same time when Seal Test again presents Seal Test Variety Theater, starring Dorothy L'Amour, and as our guests, Bob Burns and Richard Widmark. Seal Test Incorporated and Associate Companies are divisions of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is John Lang speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.